Hey, this is Dominique Henderson, your CFP on YouTube, guiding you to a career in financial services. This episode originally aired on my YouTube channel, which you can find at www.youtube.com/TheYouTubeCFP. Make sure you join me each week as I share with you information on how to become a financial professional and the things you should be considering as you navigate down this career path. Without further ado, here's this week's episode. Hey everybody, it's been about a few months since the whole empty nest started, and so Bree and I want to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, guys, we have so much to talk about, so I'm excited about being on the podcast today.
Let's get an update on how things have been. Get the pen and paper out. Hey everybody, got my beautiful bride, Brianna here. And we wanted to just pop into some updates since the last time we had you on. It's been a little while since
it
we had you.
It has been, probably about 3 months or so.
Yeah. You've been equally busy.
I've been working.
Well, there's been so much going on. We've had the kids that have left the nest.
Yeah, absolutely. We have our oldest who has her getting her career started, an apartment. The two youngest have attended college, so the dog is still here. This nest is pretty empty, guys.
And recently you celebrated a birthday, right?
I did. Turning 43 is an amazing milestone, so I'm excited about it.
Cool. Okay, so what's been going on? So let's start with let's start with family vacation. That was really fun.
Oh, it was. Had a chance to take the kiddos, who are not so kiddo-ish, but to Jamaica, and what was their first abroad trip for them?
Was it the first time? I think it was. First international. Yeah, because we had to get passports for everybody.
Yeah, we did.
So let's talk about the separate ways that everybody went.
I know.
So Peyton actually was the first to leave the coop.
She did.
She left literally after, like a week after graduation
from
high school.
Much to her chagrin, right?
Yeah.
So right to a program at her university and was there. It's been there ever since, pretty much.
Pretty much, except for the 2 week vacation that we had in Jamaica.
Yeah.
So Dominique Jr.
Yes,
left and followed.
Yeah, so they're both at the same campus, which
same
is so cool.
Yep.
And they're just really excited and doing well. So that makes us excited.
Our oldest moved out.
Yes.
And got her first
she has
real
her
job.
Own place with that real job, right? Paying our own bills. So, yeah, we'll talk a little bit about that.
The liberation.
Yeah. But, no, that's great for her. And,
yeah.
I mean, it's great for them. They're building their lives, and we're glad to see them do it.
And then in August, I celebrated 3 years.
Come on, three.
As a owner and founder.
Man, this guy is doing great things, and we appreciate y'all's support.
Yes.
We do.
Yeah. I'm doing so many things, and I don't get enough time to go back in and say thank you. So thank you, everyone. Thank you. Very, very, very grateful. And then last but not least, you, what are you doing?
Excited about serving our campus and community in my local area and being an administrator.
What does that mean for us lay people? So you're at a school.
I am at an elementary school.
And as the
campus administrator, assistant principal.
There you go.
And so I am assisting the principal in all things campus.
So you're like that lady that we used to go up in the hallway say, ooh, who's that person? And that you're the assistant principal person. Like you're the person in charge.
I'm one of the persons in charge. And all that means is I'm one of the lead servants of the campus. And that is true. And if
So what do your days look like, just real quickly? Like, what do you normally do?
Oh, man. So I start the morning with scholars. We're in for our general assembly meeting.
Scholars are
students. Another term for students. Yes, and our teachers.
We used to just be called students.
Our professors. No. Doesn't it kind of raise your
shoulders
a little bit?
Professor and scholar.
Professors and scholars. And so the expectation then rises with that language, which is very important. Start the morning with the scholars. We say our pledges and all of the above, and we just go from there.
That was a great phone ring there.
I know. Maybe it's the campus calling. And then I am a part of the hallway expectations, walking the hallways in teacher classrooms, looking at instruction, parent conferences, parent phone calls, just all of the things that help run a campus smoothly and serve our community.
Okay, so today, Bree, as a kind of a part two from what we did earlier,
sure.
I really wanted to give all of my listeners, audience out there, or anybody that may be thinking about this entrepreneur path, specifically as a financial advisor, giving them perspective inside of our relationship and just being transparent. And, you know, we've been in a relationship for 22 mm-hmm. years now, so I'm giving you a lot of context for this answer
here. Sure.
But, like, maybe to start talking about some of the things that we're guarding against, you know, with no kids in the house, mm-hmm. kids, children mm-hmm. in the house to kind of fill up the, you know, the void of a relationship if you have that void.
Sure. Okay.
What is your perspective of how we kind of avoid being two ships passing in the night?
Oh, like, absolutely.
Because I'm busy doing my thing. You're busy doing your thing.
I got you, Dominic. I'm so ready for the answer. So here's the thing. We plan. Mm. You plan for purposeful time together that has nothing to do with anything but the things that you enjoy together.
Okay, so give me an example of that.
Yeah, so here this past weekend, we made plans to attend a comedy show, made plans to have dinner. Then there was some spontaneity thrown in there that we, you know, wanted to do on last evening, went to another dinner, etc. So you just plan for the times that you want to spend together and make sure that it happens.
So I think you bring up an interesting point, because most of the things that are important in my life, which sometimes you give me a little me a little pushback on stuff, like, but I'm like always saying, just put it on the calendar, because if it doesn't get on the calendar, it won't get done.
And I
think what you're saying about that is one of the things that have really helped, and I agree with this, is that we've intentionalized the time together, so that it's just not like, oh, you were doing your thing, I was doing my thing, and we just kept on moving past each other, and now...
I agree, and I like what you said earlier. You mentioned how the kids took up some of our time, mm-hmm. and if we're not careful, what we'll do is just add on to that time more independent from each other time. Mm-hmm. So we'll fill it up with maybe career and or the busyness of our schedules.
Yeah.
But be really, really careful of that, because time is currency. And so we need to, just like I said, make the adjustments and plan for time together.
Time is currency.
Come on now, where did I get that from?
I don't know.
That was good.
You're so smart. Thanks for taking the time with me today to listen. Just one quick question before we continue. Have you subscribed to my YouTube channel yet? If you haven't, I want to give you just one more reason to subscribe. Each week, I'm going to be sharing what I've learned in 20 plus years in the industry so that you can reach your goals faster. How's that? Now back to this week's episode. What else would you say is makes this work for us? Because we're not perfect.
No.
Like we have our, you know, we have our spats, our disagreements, mm-hmm. our not seeing eye to eye, however you want to say that. But what would you say makes this work? Makes us still like each other?
Yeah.
Because that's important.
Well, that is important. And I mean, here's the thing. Dominique is not the same 18-year-old I met on our HBCU's campus many moons ago, and neither am I the same 18-year-old girl. And so allowing each other to evolve and change as we have grown and love and like new things and different things, we embrace that new part of each other.
Yeah.
So who do you like? You like the new and current person.
Yeah, I think the communication part is key.
Yeah.
Some things that you said that I want to kind of tease out of that is, I think preferring one another.
Yeah.
And when I say preferring, just, you know, kind of break down the word, you mm-hmm. know, you put some mm-hmm. something before.
Mm-hmm.
So before, you know, I know you like to eat.
Mm-hmm.
So
I
one
do.
Of the, one of the things that I do is try to prepare meals. Right.
Yes.
I try to get
yes.
that stuff out. And that's one of my strengths.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Instead mm-hmm. of forcing a round peg into a square hole and saying, ooh.
Sure. He's better at it, guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he loves a clean home. And so do I. But I'm the one to make sure that our home is clean and tidy and all of those things to just give a pleasant experience in the home.
I think just playing to those individual strengths and weaknesses is a good thing. Like I play to my strengths. Things that are your strengths, you play to those.
Yeah.
And then the weaknesses, we kind of cover each other. I think the other thing is that the level of communication, which I may or may not have said already, I can't remember.
Sure.
The just keeping that open dialogue going, like, how was your day?
Yes.
You know, what went on in the day?
Yes.
tell me more about that. Yeah, and, you know, everybody, I think, that watches this knows that I like my long walks. And so we do that together.
Yeah, so as much as I can, I join Dominique on those walks. When he's in the kitchen cooking, why not join him in there? Listen to some great music, have a nice glass of wine, and just talk about our day. And, you know, it sets us up for later that night.
Right? Are you talking about pillow talk?
Just a little bit.
Okay, pillow talk is very important. But since this is an age-appropriate
pillow talk is amazingly
family,
important. Super important.
Yes, just keep keep it PG.
Okay.
Because we are a very family-friendly, oriented podcast.
Good, we want you to watch this with your children.
Okay, so just parting thoughts, Bree, as we kind of wind this, bring this thing in for a landing.
Sure.
And what has been your maybe big ideas or any takeaways with just this small sample size that we have as being empty nesters?
So here's the thing. Coming into, or as we're completing 2019, going into 2020, we want to continue to have that balance. Mm. So we talk about balance, and it's just really the capacity you have on both ends, right? Mm. If there's time spent more towards a certain thing on this side, make sure that in another opportunity you give more weight to that may have lacked in the previous time or instance. Hopefully that makes sense.
No, I hear what you're saying. I think so. Are you saying that if there has been, like in my particular case, like I've been in the what I call my cave for like a week or so.
Sure.
After that's over, then let's go do a 3-day weekend getaway or something like that to make up for it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it won't always be 50-50 in instances, but to your point, yes, let's make sure that we balance it off at some point so we're not in the deficit. So just continuing that trend. And then making sure that we spend time with our own selves, friends, because that's important too, having what we call that self-care. I know that you like to go to the gym and you mentioned walks earlier. I love to do massages and so do you. Just those kind of things that we do to take care of ourselves. Mm-hmm. And quality of mental health and just seeing these children flourish. Mm-hmm. Watching them, as we stated earlier, our oldest in her career and then the younger two as they develop the skills necessary for the next semester. That's kind of what we're looking for.
Yeah, I think I am more so around that wholeness and really focusing on the things that bring the highest level of satisfaction slash happiness, utility value, whatever you want to insert there.
Yes.
And just being really clear about those things and finding out how I can deepen the relationships in those areas. Like, so say, for instance, you know, I'm big on coaching. Mm-hmm. How can I deepen relationships and bring more value to the people that are there, my RIA, and then my family, you know, obviously my, you know, supporting my kids, whether that means moving them with the U-Haul.
Oh, my goodness.
You're welcome, Bria. Uh-huh. But, you know, so things of that nature. And I think, you know, what I'm really focusing on is taking those, you know, really core relationships and going deeper with those relationships. Because I'm of the persuasion where you can't dole out too much energy and make it really sparse.
Sure, you spread yourself thin.
Too thin, So I'm really focused on deepening those existing relationships.
Sure.
Those core relationships and making them a lot better.
I love that because I know that I'm one of them.
You are one of those, sweetie.
Aw, thanks, babe.
All right, guys, we'll see you later. If you have any other questions about financial coaching, financial advisement, what it looks like, the career path, I'm going to link a video up in the card so you can check out A Day in the Life where I am showing you exactly what it looks like in my practice on how to be a financial advisor, how to give that financial advice. We'll see you guys back next time.
Take care, guys.
Bye-bye. It's been a few months since the empty nest started, and I have some perspective on what that's been like. Bree, let's talk to him today about the... Well, that wraps up this week's episode, and I hope you were able to glean at least one takeaway that will help you on your path. You know what? I'd really love to hear what it was that I said that may have helped you. Feel free to drop me an email at info@djh-capital.com. That's info@djh-capital.com. One last thing, my friend. It would really help the podcast if you would leave a review on the platform that you're enjoying it on. I'd really appreciate it, and it will help more financial professionals like yourself find out about what we're doing here. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.